This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. In this week's installment of embarrassing NSA leaks, European leaders are not happy and the Obama administration is scrambling. There's news on the NSA sucking up information on 60 million phone calls in Spain. And there's the awkward question about whether President Obama knew about the agency spying on German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone. But what about our online devices? Oh, you mean you didn't know October was Cybersecurity Awareness Month? It's cool. You've still got about 48 hours left, and Chester Wisniewski to set you straight. Chester, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back, Ben.
The things that you're going to tell us all to do today are pretty simple, right? And they're things that we should do before the end of the month in order to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. I like to think of it like checking the batteries in your smoke detector once a year. There's some things that you can do that'll make you more secure when you're online. And the first one is make sure your antivirus that's installed on your computer is up to date and maybe run off one of those full scans of your system that takes 45 minutes.
And this is something that we've probably all heard about doing, but it's sort of in the news right now.
Absolutely. When we look at a lot of the activity that's being attributed to the NSA and the leaked documents, in many cases, it's simply putting a computer virus on your machine to steal your email or intercept your communications rather than breaking cryptography and all this fancy stuff. So they're doing the same thing the hackers are doing, and you can be safe from both if you can get that stuff off your machine.
Okay, what about some other things we can do?
Check your Wi-Fi security. You know, I've been doing surveys and somewhere around 20% of people's Wi-Fi access points are insecure. So log into that router you bought at Best Buy 5 years ago or the one that came from your cable company and just check it and make sure that you're using WPA or WPA2 encryption.
So how would you do something like that?
Well, if you don't know how to log into your router, that kind of stuff's too complicated for you. Of course, you could do a simple Google search to see how to do it. Or, like most people do, find one of your tech-savvy friends. It only takes 5 minutes, and they'll be happy to give you a hand.
Okay, and you've got one more thing for us.
Well, it's all about passwords again, and we've talked about this before on the program, Ben, but it's a good time to change those passwords for sensitive accounts, whether it's your bank login, maybe your credit card details, that kind of thing. Go in, change it from what you have it to, and try not to pick something like Monkey.
What's wrong with Monkey?
Well, Monkey happens to be on the top 10 most used passwords and guessed by criminals when they're trying to log into your account. So try to do something a little bit more complicated. If you need to write it down, put it on a card in your wallet. That's okay. Just make sure that you choose a good one.
Chester, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Ben.